Well, I've been away for the last couple of weeks and I've missed talking to Jacqueline Magne. I should have probably, well, liar, pants on fire, Terry Kennedy. I've been away and I missed having my chat to Jacqueline on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Jack.
Hi, Lodge. How are you?
You're going very, very well.
Lovely to have you back.
Always a pleasure to be back and always a pleasure to be talking to you. The fallout from the Ashes, England obviously winning the fifth test, making it a 2-2 drawn series. But were the Poms happy or were they getting stuck in?
Well, they were happy, actually, because they have rescued the series. They consider it to have been at least on the way up, that they think that their efforts were far superior to Australia's, even though they didn't get the little urn. And, of course, you know, at the Oval, winning so comprehensively there, they finished the Ashes on a reasonable high. And Australia, you know, Justin Langer as the coach, he was quite, you know, down about, even though they've won the series, he said he needed a little bit more time to reflect upon the whole series itself rather than just the loss at that moment. Interesting, he was saying that he feels that they needed to be a little bit more aggressive, that they need, you know, obviously the batting attack is just letting them down dreadfully, that there are big holes in the team that need to be addressed. But yet he's then also defending David Warner. So I think in my mind, and I've been very harsh about David Warner, and I thought several tests ago that he should have been stood down and someone else given a chance. And I don't think he hasn't proven me wrong at this point. But yet those that surround David Warner, including David Warner himself, thinks that he's going to be certainly playing in the next test when come November time. So I don't know how bad you have to bat before you get sacked.
Well, someone's got to bat better than you. That's the problem. And one's batting.
Someone's got to get the chance.
Well, they had their chance.
That's a good point too, Jack.
Well, I mean, Cam Bancroft had his chance. Usman Khawaja had his chance. I mean, they had their chance.
Joe Burns hasn't had a chance.
Joe Burns is the bloke who...
there's others still there. You've got Matt Renshaw. You've got, you know, the young Patterson guy. Yeah. You know, there are...
they weren't in the squad.
...clamouring for an opportunity. When you get duck, you know, sorry.
You don't like him, do you?
I don't like him. I don't like the way. No, I want to correct that because, you know, David Warner personally, I don't know. But I don't like the way in which he is protected.
And you guys well, mate, when you average 50 in Test match cricket as an opener, Jacqueline, you are protected. You've got plenty of credits in the bank over a 75 Test match career.
How long is that, you know, kind of protected status?
He's got three matches into the summer. Three tests into the summer.
Well, you're a very generous selector. You know, you should be with Australian cricket.
He's a very good player. Everyone will give it to me, right? Everyone can give it to me. He's a very good player.
He's standing there quivering. You know, he got to, you know, come on. Average of 9.5 over an Ashes test.
He averages close to 50 in over his career.
But, you know, he's not in form.
He's out of form. So is everybody else.
Why should he have the chance to get into form playing at the absolute...
because he's earned that chance.
I don't believe he has.
No. And most people agree with you, Jacqueline.
He's played himself out of the team.
Yeah, well, I think that is a good debate to have because a lot of people will agree with Jack. I'm in your camp, though, TK, because I reckon coming back here to Australia, I think he'll find his best, but I understand Jack's point. What about Trevor Bayliss, last Test match in charge of England? What's the future hold for him, Jack?
Well, there's some suggestion he will take a role with the Australian team.
Oh, really?
There was Justin Langer was asked about that, and he said that he didn't dismiss it. And he said that that's something that he would think about. So he is coming back to Australia, and it seems a little bit that, you know, an opportunity there for Trevor Bayliss to perhaps have some role in Australian cricket somewhere, because clearly he's shown, you know, he can coach.
Yep.
And we spoke last week about how Jason Gillespie is one of the front runners to replace him, but also a couple of other Aussies have come into the frame, Andrew McDonald, Tom Moody, And, of course, Mickey Arthur, who used to be with Australia, are also names being thrown about at the moment. But the current England batting coach, Graham Thorpe, is perhaps the front runner. So, you know, some big changes there for England cricket as to who's going to direct them. But, of course, we've got another Aussie in charge of another England team, which is Eddie Jones, and the Rugby World Cup is starting in Japan later this week. And he is the man of the moment. A lot of expectation, a lot of pressure on Eddie Jones to perform. He came into the job when he got it. Remember that amazing string of victories that the England team had? And then he had a little bit of a hiccup. But they are going into the Rugby World Cup certainly as second favourites behind, obviously, the All Blacks. So there's this enormous expectation on poor Eddie Jones. But, you know, as Eddie as well as anybody, and he loves it. He thrives on that kind of pressure. So, you know, there's a lot of expectation there. Australia, of course, you know, we play Fiji in our opening match, and that could be a little bit tricky for us, but for England, they're playing Tonga. And Eddie was saying that he's taken inspiration from Pep Guardiola because he was reading his book about when he was heading up Bayern Munich and that he'd played 60 games in a season in Bayern Munich. He didn't play, he coached, managed, obviously. And he said there was only 1 week out of that 60 that he had the entire full squad to choose from. And Eddie Jones is now being a little bit cautious in the opening round games to make sure that his key players are protected and perhaps not the full strength team will start in the opening game. So it's interesting that Eddie's taking a little bit more of a conservative approach.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to the World Cup, which gets underway this weekend. We're going to let you go, Jack. I love it when you disagree with TK and you give it to him.
Everyone disagrees. I'm going to go have a beer with the Warners.
We'll speak next week, Jack.
See you guys.
See you, mate. Bye.